We are now up to Simin Reish Yud Ches, and we'll be doing the first three Se'ifim. Harola Malkim Shanasabel Nisim Li Yisrael. Someone sees a place that miracles happen to Klal Yisrael. Kagon, Mabros Hayam, the Yam Suft, at the spot that Klal Yisrael went across. The Bir Alochi, he brings such a day that it's got to be the actual place where it happened, not just the general idea. Mabros Hayardain, the place where Klal Yisrael crossed the Yardain. Umabros Nachle Arnon, as well as where they went through Nachal Arnon, the Mishnah Berurah brings down the story of the Gemara, that there were two mountains, and the Jews were going through them, and the Amorim were planning on attacking from behind, where no one could see them, and Hashem made a nes that the Amorim that were hiding between the two mountains, actually the mountains came together and squashed them. And it says that their remains went into Nachal Arnon, and Klal Yisrael saw how Hashem saved them. Va'avni el govish shel beis choron, the stones that fell down from the sky in the days of Yehoshua. Ve'even shebikesh od lizrok al Yisrael, the stone that Og Melech HaBashan tried to throw on Klal Yisrael. Ve'even sheyoshev alehem Moshe beis Melchemes Amalek, as well as the stone that Moshe Rabbeinu sat on during Melchemes Amalek. The Chomas Yericho, the wall of Yericho that got absorbed into the ground. Mavarech Sha'osa Nisim Lavoseinu B'Makom Hazeh. You make the bracha of Sha'osa Nisim Lavoseinu B'Makom Hazeh. You don't have to say exactly what Nes it was. That's the bracha you make. Ubein bracha zu, ubein shar bracha zariyah. Hareyim kishar brachis v'kulam b'skar Shem Malchus. You mentioned Shem Malchus in the bracha. This is a full-fledged bracha. Now the Mishnah Berurah says that it's got to be that the place is a place that is nikkur. It's different. Whereas in the case where one had a private nes done to him, where we'll see the personal nes, that you make your own bracha, that's even if the place isn't nikkur, it's a place like all over. It doesn't stand out. You happen to know that a nes happened to you over there. Al nes shenas l'ktsas Yisrael, a nes that didn't happen to the whole Jewish people or on behalf of the whole Jewish people, but just to individuals. Kolzman shelo nasa l'chol Yisrael or ruban v'afilo nasa l'ktsas shvotim ein mevarchan alav, unless it happened to rove of Klal Yisrael. You don't make a bracha unless it was rove of Klal Yisrael, which is also rove of the shvotim. Siv Gimel, kol eil v'advarim ein el k'sharo sam mishloshim yom l'shloshim yom. This is only if you see him from 30 days to 30 days. Then it's a chiv like the very first time. How do you count 30 days? It's a suffix and we paskin. 30 days outside of the day you saw the first time and the day the second time. Which means you need a full 30 days, not counting both days that you saw it on, the first and the second time. Now the Mishnah Berurah asks, why is it that over here you've got to wait 30 days to make the bracha, and say on lightning, you can make the bracha, once the storm stopped, you can make the bracha that day even, you make it again. Says the Mishnah Berurah, because there it's different lightning. Whereas over here, we're talking about the same static place. It's always there. You would only make a new bracha if you were away for 30 days.